Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. You know, the Lord is good in the sense that every city somehow that I find myself, I have a brother there, because the church of God is a family. Everywhere we go to, we have families represented. So we are not lonely because we have, you know, people. And one of the families that God has given me in the city of Lagos for some time now is Pastor Benga and his beautiful wife, Sister Wumi. You know, we can throw a lot of banters. I was looking at her now. When she comes in now, I want to look for her trouble. It's so nice. You know, pastor can be lonely people because you all share your issues with us, but we don't have people to share issues with because we have to be strong for everybody. I mean, that's, you know, the perspective that is always out there for pastors. But I want to thank the Lord for Pastor Benga. He's an amazing, amazing person. I hope you know that. I hope you know that. Not everybody have a good pastor. All believers deserve a good pastor, but not everyone out there have a good pastor. This is a man after God's heart that God has given to us. Amen. And we celebrate you, sir. We thank you for the work that you are doing. We see it, we honor it, we value it, and we thank God for it. You know, someone attends our church, one of your members. I can't remember. I don't know the name of the person. But after his service, the person walked up to me and said, "I am from Harvest Ward in Lagos, Pastor Benga." I said, "Wow, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm serving. I'm going to be attending here for the next 1 year." I was like, "Wow. Okay, so you are told, amen. Praise the Lord." So, I mean, that's the kind of fellowship we share. Again, thank you, Sister Wumi, for inviting. She's our mama, our senior pastor. You know what I mean? Senior pastor. They manage us. If we misbehave, we will not come to church today. And I was just telling Pastor Benga, I didn't know that today is T-shirt day. I would have worn a T-shirt. He just set me up to come and all dress up for today's meeting. Again, thank you, Harvest Word, for having me here. I pray that I'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. You know, as Pastor Benga was sharing from Lamentation, Pastor Ebe can testify to this. A couple of weeks ago, before we left Jos, I was teaching on something. I said, "Look, I'm struggling to give it a title. I still don't have a title for it." And I was talking from the fact that whatever your hand finds to do, do it well. Because we are waiting for a ha-ha moment where the light will be on you. You know, we see purpose as a futuristic thing, but every day is fulfilling purpose. So you will not even get to that big picture if you fail to realize that today leads to tomorrow. And today is the gift that redefines yesterday and that guarantees the future. So I believe that this word that Pastor Benga shared with you is very timely and is on point. Father, I ask this morning that you will speak to us, you will change us, you will challenge us, you permanently damage our ignorance, you will invade our heart with the light that is in your word. Father, I pray that you will fill us with revelation knowledge. You will cause us to see ourselves as you see us in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you the title of my message, In Between or At the End. All right. In Between or At the End, I will give you the title of my message. But let's look at Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Matthew 10 and verse 1. It says, "And when he had called unto him who? His 12 disciples, he gave them what?
Power.
Power. Are you here? So this is Jesus now that he's talking about. He says when Jesus had called his 12 disciples, Jesus gave them power against unclean spirits. To do what? To cast them out. Hallelujah. And to heal all manner of what? Sickness and all manner of what? Disease. Glory to God. So Jesus called them and gave them power. Look at the account of Luke. Luke 9 verse 1. So Jesus called his 12 disciples. When he had called his 12 disciples, he gave them power and to cast out devils, to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. But follow this morning. Verse 9:1 says, then he called his 12 disciples. What did he do? And he gave them what? Power and authority. Woohoo! Glory! He gave them power and what? Authority. Over all devils. And to do what? To cure diseases. Glory to God. You know, so the question that you would ask if you are a Bible student is that, what was the power that he gave them? Are you here this morning? Look at it again. Luke 9:1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and he gave them power and authority over all devils and what? To cure diseases. But exactly what was the power that Jesus gave them? You know, this morning Pastor Benga asked the singles to rise up and he says, look, I want to bless you. And he was speaking and he was praying, and as he was speaking, he was blessing you. And are you there? And he says, in the name of Jesus, I bless you, bless the works of your hand and all that. Was it that when Jesus called his 12 disciples, Jesus called them and said, look, in the name of Jesus, receive power? Are you there? What was the power that Jesus gave them? That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. What was the power that Jesus gave his 12 disciples? What was it? Was it water that Jesus poured on them, or oil, or a mantle, or what? What was the power that Jesus gave to these 12 disciples? Look at Luke chapter 9 and verse 49. That same Luke, just go down now. In fact, let's go to from verse 47. And Jesus, perceiving the thoughts of their heart, took a child and set him by him. What did he now say? And he said unto them, whosoever shall receive what? This child, how? Follow me this morning. Are you here? Whosoever shall receive this child, how? In my name, receiveth me. If you receive this child in my name, what have you done? You've received me. And he says, and whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. Now pause. Just hold on there. So there was a conversation going on here. And Jesus, wanting to illustrate, brought a child in the midst of the people and said, if you receive this child, how? Oh, come on, church. How? In my name. If you receive this child, how? How? In my name, you have what? Received me. And not only that, you have also received him that did what? That sent me. Oh, come on, are you here? So while he was saying that, he jogged the memory of one of the disciples of Jesus. Look at the next verse, verse 49. Look at that next verse. So as he was saying, if you receive this child in my name, you have received me and received him that sent me. Then John now remembered. John answered and said what? He said, Master, we saw one, what? Casting out devils. How? Oh, glory. Are you here? Who? Are you following now? So Jesus was teaching them something different. Perceiving the thought of their heart, he said, look, if you receive this child in my name, you have received me. And not only have you received me, you have received him, the one that sent me. Then Jonah said, oh, wait, I remember. When we went out, put it up again, put it up. Are you here this morning? Follow this now. He says, Master, when we went out, he says, we saw one casting out devils in your name. And we forbade him because he followed not with us. We stopped him from casting out demons. Now, in Luke 9:1, go to Luke 9:1 now. Go to Luke 9:1. Are you following this morning? You see, if you get what I want to say this morning, it's going to change your spiritual experience completely. Look at Luke 9:1 again. And then he says, he called his 12 disciples together and he gave them what? And what? Over what? And what? So go to Luke, go to 49 now. Go to verse 49 now. Go to verse 49. And John answered and said, Master, we saw what? Casting out what? How? So what was the power and authority that Jesus gave them? Who are you here? So when Pastor Toby was sharing, Jesus, oh, Jesus. When I finish teaching, we will sing that song again. And you will see something different. Because there's a way you sing from a point of revelation and it changes everything altogether. So the authority that was given to them was to cast out devils how? In his name. The power and authority Jesus gave them was to use his name. Was to do what?
Use his name.
Was to do what?
Use his name.
You know, they say, we told him as he was praying, we saw one. He's not following us. He's not part of the 12. In fact, he doesn't come to Harvest Word. But we saw him casting out devils in your name. And we told him, Bada! Don't cast out, don't mention that name because it does not follow us. That's the reason why we told him not to use your name. But Jesus, look at verse 50. Are you here this morning? Are you learning something? Luke 9, look at verse 50. And Jesus said unto them, forbid him not. For he that is what? Not against us is what? Is for us. Oh, Jesus says, this guy is for us. Did you know that although this guy was not following them, Jesus said, he believes in me. You know, this guy's case is different from the case of the people that Jesus mentioned in Matthew 7. Look at Matthew 7. Let me show you something. Matthew 7 from verse 15. Matthew 7 from verse 15. Jesus says, beware of what? Of false prophets, which come to you in what? In sheep's clothing. But inwardly, they are what? ravening wolves. Look at the next verse. Verse 16. He says, you shall know them by their what? Fruits. He says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Now go to the verse 21. Go to the verse 21 now. Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, what? Lord, Lord, shall enter where? Into the kingdom of heaven. You know, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, they are the same thing. Just used interchangeably. All right? It says, she shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of what? My Father, which is where? So, wait. Apparently, the people Jesus is describing here in Matthew 7 that he called false prophets were never born again.
Wow.
Are you following this now? These people that Jesus called false prophets, please pay close attention. I'm taking you somewhere. They were never born again, but you see, because the man that is born again or the man that is saved, Jesus will never deny such person. Are you there? In John 10, 14. Look at John 10, 14. John 10, 14. Jesus says in John 10, 14, I am the good shepherd. He says, I know my sheep. And what? And my sheep know me. Did you see that now? I am the good shepherd. He says, I know my sheep and am known of what? Of mine. So, the people that Jesus said in Matthew 7 that they are false prophets, he says they have not entered into the kingdom of heaven. John 3, 3, except a man be born again, he shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Are you there? Into the kingdom of heaven. See the kingdom of God. John 3, 5, he said, except a man be born of water and his spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So a man enters into the kingdom of God. So Jesus says, not everyone that call me Lord, Lord will enter. Now look at that Matthew 7 now. Go to verse 22. Go to verse 22 now. Although, please pay close attention. Although these guys were false prophets, although they were not saved, see what they said. 22, go back. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not what? How? In your name. And in your name have we not what? Cast out devils. And in your name have we not done what? Are you there? So there's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. So this morning I want to talk to you about the name of Jesus. There's something about his name. There's something about his name. So what was the power that Jesus gave to his disciples? Look at Luke 10:17. The power that Jesus gave to his disciples. Luke 10:17. Are you here? Follow me this morning. Luke 10:17. What's the power he gave them? In his name. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying unto him, what? Even the devils, they are what? They are subject to us. How? In your name. In your name. So what was it that Jesus gave when he called his 12 disciples and he gave them power and authority to cure all disease, all sickness, cast out devils, raise the dead? What was it that he gave them?
The name of Jesus.
The authority.
authority to use his name. The authority to use his name. You know, these days, people use the name of Jesus frivolously. In the law, part of the law of Moses given to them in the Ten Commandments is that you should not call the name of the Lord your God, how?
In vain.
So the name of Jesus is not something you call when something drop for you, Jesus. Mm-mm. Why? Because, write this down, the word name, whether in the Hebrew or in the Greek, the word name means honor, reputation, authority, and character. The word name means honor. It means reputation. It means authority. It means character. It means an accomplishment. Are you there? It means an accomplishment. Did you know that even in our times, Pastor, before Pastor brought me here, Pastor was talking about influence. He's going to start teaching about influence. Do you know that part of influence is a name? Tell me, follow me. Is influence. Eh? Did you know that some names, they have integrity, but they don't have credibility? If I go to Coscharis now and say I want to buy a car and I will pay them on Monday, you know they will call security. Eh? They will call security. Are you with me? But do you know that if I go there with Dangote's card, business card, signed at the back, attend to him, did you know that they will not chase me out? They will take me to VIP lounge. They will sit me down, not because Dangote is paying them, nor am I paying them, but because he has credibility. Oh, Ethel, let me follow me. Are you here? So when you use the name of Jesus, that name is not an ordinary name. Because Jesus' name is not a unique name. Among the Jews, you know, Jesus is the Greek name for his real name. His real name in the Hebrew is Joshua. It's a common name that is used among the Jews. So, what is the uniqueness about the name of Jesus? Are you there? What is it about his name that opens doors, that casts out devils, that heal all sickness, that heal all diseases? What is it about that name? There must be an accomplishment and reputation for a name to be credible, for a name to work anytime, for a name to be effective. Someone must have put a lot of work behind that name. So you are only cashing out on the work that the person had done because of the name. Hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes,
so when I enter into a place, you know, when people get married and their father has worked through the ladder of influence, he starts from a humble background, but he has become somebody that everybody knows around the world. When they get married, they don't want to change that name. Eh? They don't change the name. How can your father be Dangote and you not marry? And you not change the name to Ojo? Kilode? Which door will the name change? Even the man self, we say, look, we are are part of the name. Are you there? Oh, are you seeing that now? So he wants to adopt that name as well. You know, if somebody marries the daughter of the governor of Lagos State, did you know that what will open doors for that man is the credibility, the accomplishments, of the governor? He wasn't here 20 years ago, that name. 20 years ago, that name couldn't do the things that the name will do now. Oh, are you here with me? 15 years ago, maybe if you have seen him, he's just an ordinary name. But now, there is a lot of work. He has worked. He has campaigned. He has done a lot. He has done so much. He has done first time. Now, he's now governor. If you just hear everybody goes at attention. Say, well, something is happening here. Because of what you see, there is a work behind the name. I think many believers don't understand the power behind the name of Jesus because you don't know the work that has gone into it. Oh, are you here? There's a lot of work that has gone into it, so the name is not an ordinary name. You enter into a place, you say that even when you are son-in-law, you use the name to access people that ordinarily you will never meet in your lifetime. I was listening to someone, I think years ago, I was listening to Bishop Abioye. He said he went for a program. I think it's a Maurice Cerullo, if I'm correct, if my memory serves me right. He was, everybody wanted to see him, but he couldn't see him. Where he was, he just mentioned, he just shouted, Bishop Oyedepo. And the man stood. I said, who shouted that? Come. You know him, he says he's my friend. There was protocol, bodyguard. He broke the protocol, entered, and he held him by the hands, and he started going. Because he mentioned somebody else's name. How much more the name of Jesus? The name of Jesus is not an ordinary name. There was an accomplishment. There is a work that he did. You know, Philippians 2 says that he being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he humbled himself. Are you there? He humbled himself. And after he had done that, God gave him what? A name that is above what? Every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Why? Because there is an accomplishment behind that name that you cash out. Years ago, I wanted to see someone. I've been having difficulty to see him, just like Pastor Gwinga said. And I went to a friend who knows a senator. And the senator gave us a card and wrote behind the card, attend to him. So we went to the office. And as we got to that office, we saw so many people waiting to see the same person we came to see. The PA asked us, do you have an appointment? We said, no. He said, they can't see you. We removed the card. We gave the PA. As he saw the card, he went inside the office. When the office door opened, it was the person we came to see and the PA. He said, look, I'm sorry. Please wait. Just a few minutes. Let me excuse the people in my office. Then you can come in. Don't forget, there's so many people seated there. But the name of the senator, and please attend, he saw behind the card. The man shunned everybody and brought us in. Because that man is a name, natural name, but with a power of a senator behind it. The name of Jesus is that he is the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Are you there? That name has power. There is an accomplishment behind it. So it is not just an ordinary name. There is a whole lot that he has done that when you mention that name, sicknesses and diseases, they bow at the name of Jesus. Oh, are you here? They listen to the name of Jesus. And did you know, Pastor, I discovered that the name of Jesus in the gospel is in fact different from the name of Jesus in the epistles. In the gospel, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, he gave them the authority to use his name, but at that time, it was not even the resurrected Savior yet. Don't forget that even unbelievers, they used that name and it worked for them. Eh? And someone that was not following them but that believed in the name, he prayed and he cast out devils in the name of Jesus. How much more you now? So you have had power all this while in your custody, but you have not been using it. Because you have trivialized it like every other person. Don't join them. Are you there? Don't join them. There's something falling. You say, Jesus, no! No, 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 no. You don't call the name like that. Look at John 14:14. Are you here? Yes, sir. Are you learning something? Yes, sir. The name of Jesus. Woo, the name of Jesus. There is power in that name. John 14:14. He says, "What if you what? Ask anything.
In my name.
How?
In my name.
In my name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What will happen?
I will do it.
If you ask for what? Anything. How? In my name. Don't forget, the reason why he can ask you to ask for anything in his name is because there is an accomplishment behind that name. The name is credible. The name has reputation. And even the devils, they know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you here this morning?
Yeah.
In my name, Jesus says. In my name. In my name. In his name, things happen. Look at John 16. Quickly, John 16. From verse 23. Hey, John 16, 23. Thank you. Some of me has prophesied that when I start preaching, I'll be sweating. I said, I receive it. Jesus speaking about a day. If I look at verse 22, so Jesus was talking to them about, he gave them authority to use his name in the gospel. However, that's John 16, look at 22. He gave them authority to use his name, all right? That is his disciples, but he was teaching them something again about the future. And you now therefore have sorrow because I will see you, but I will see you rather again, and your heart shall rejoice. You know, Jesus is telling them, I'm going to die, isn't it? He says, and your joy no man what taketh from you. Verse 23, and in that day, which day? The day of his resurrection.
Yeah.
You shall ask what? Oh, come on, church. You shall do what?
Ask me nothing.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father, how? What will happen? He will give it to you. Verse 24. Itato. Jesus says, you have asked nothing in my name. He says, ask and you shall what?
Receive.
And your joy shall be what? How do you ask? In his name, and your joy shall be what? Why? Because I'm going to die for you. Because I'm going to obtain the victory. And because I'm going to be raised up again, I have done the work that makes that name to answer to every situation. So anything you ask in my name, you will receive it. You know, I just feel this is a time for you to just, I should pause for like a minute for somebody to ask right now. Oh, somebody ask right now. Ask right now. If you are learning something, ask right now. Inakopetai, indesolanti kobilate neves, itenos atekipotile findra. I don't know what you came here with this morning. Are you sick in your body? Are you believing for something this week? He says, if you ask in my name, I will give it to you. I will give it to you. I will give it to you. In his name, in his name, in his name, in his name, in his name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He says, if you ask, I will give it to you. Ooh, I ask now. I ask now. And receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You know, Pastor, that name is so powerful. There's a song we used to sing those days. The name of Jesus. You know that song? Is greater and higher than our name. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and strength. That's it. The name of Jesus. It's greater and higher than our names. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and grace. It is not an ordinary name. It's 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 a name that the disciples called and sickness, diseases, devils, they came out when they heard the name. They were subject unto them when they heard the name. Why? Because there is an authority behind that name. There is a fame behind that name. There is an accomplishment behind that name. There is a result behind that name. There is something he had done that guarantees that every time you use the name in prayers, you will get the answer. No one is ever stuck mentioning the name of Jesus. You know, as I was listening to the testimony of that, our sister, someone like that, something happened, they shared a testimony in our church too, some weeks ago. He said, I just mentioned in the name of Jesus. He says, and everybody stood still. The name of Jesus is full of power. There is a work of redemption done, accomplished in that name. When we come into special moments of healing, miracles, deliverance, it is in the name of Jesus. We look at cancer and we just say, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. We look at diseases, whatever it is, but breathing issues, issues of blood, we just tell them, get out in the name of Jesus. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with him. It is his name. It is his name. It is his name. It is his name. And everywhere you go with that name, issues respond. They listen. Why? There is an accomplishment behind that name. Behind that name, there is an authority. Behind that name, people work for their name. Some earn the name. Did you hear that? people walk for their name. Billionaires of the world, you know, money is a form of power, but the lowest form. People walk for their name. They walked for that name. Their children earned that name. The difference between the name of Jesus in the gospel and in the epistles is that he walked for the name. But for you, as a new creation person, born again, what happened to you? Oh. You end it. You end it. You know, when you're going to school, I don't know if your parent was like mine. They will call you. The first time our firstborn was going to school, my parents called a family meeting. Seven of us. We sat down. And then my parents, making 11, nine of us, my parents said, look, you are the first girl, first daughter, first child, first this, first that one. Remember the son of who you are, the daughter who you are, and don't spoil our name. Don't soil our name. We don't have money, but we have name. They are talking about their reputation. Are you there? Follow this now. They are talking about their reputation. They are talking about their own small accomplishments. But the greatest of all accomplishments in the world was accomplished by Jesus. So we work for it, but we end it. Are you here? He worked for it, but we what? We end it. Why? Because what happened to us? Watch this. John 1. Go to John 1, 12. My goodness, suna Yesu Adonai, suna Yesu temakona, suna Yesu nasarana ne, suna Yesu ne seriki, suna Yesu Adonai. Suna Yesu te makona, suna Yesu nasarana ne, suna Yesu seri. You know, the name of Jesus is our inheritance. That's what the song is saying. It's our inheritance. The name of Jesus is my help. The name of Jesus, it's that name that is above all. The name of Jesus is our inheritance. Suna Yesu Kadonani, Suna Yesu Temakona, Suna Yesu Nasarani, Suna Yesu. One more time. Suna, suna Yesu kado, suna Yesu temakona, suna Yesu kado, suna Yesu seri. John 1:12. You know, anytime I come to this church, you people turn me to somebody else. I don't teach and sing. It's my inheritance. He worked for it, but it's mine. He worked for it, but it's mine. Are you here? Listen. He worked for it, but it's what? It's mine. He worked for it, but is what? Is mine. Everything he worked for, everything he has accomplished. Jesus has an accomplishment. Philippians 2 from verse 5 told us. But it is my own inheritance. What he worked for is for me. He says, unto as many as what? But as many as received him, to them he gave what? Power to do what? To become the sons of God. Even unto as many as do what? Believed on where? On his name. So because I believe his name is my what? My inheritance. Look at Ephesians 3. Woohoo! Ephesians 3:14. So for people to have names, names that open doors, names that change things, names that bring access, names that command influence, names that command attention, names that open doors in nations, name that is so widely known. You know, the name of Jesus is not a name that is localized. Are you there? Did you know as powerful as Sanwo Olu is as the governor of Lagos, he's not known in China? Are you here? There are places you mention his name, people are looking at Tani. They don't know who you are. Yes, who are you? Get out of this place. Go and join the queue. What are you talking about? But the name of Jesus is not like that. The name of Jesus has a global accomplishment behind it. Anywhere and everywhere you mention that name, people know it. There is a, see, it is not a name that is, you know, there are some people that they have big names in Oshodi. They have big names in Ekpaja. People know them. Area boys. If you mention, say, we know him. But when you go to Iyanokpaja, you mention his name is Ekpaja. But if you go to Iyanokpaja, they don't even know his name. The name of Jesus is not like that. His accomplishment is widespread. What he did is widespread. If you get to China and mention his name, demons there, they know it. If you go to Dubai, mention his name, they know the name of Jesus. If you go to Turkey and mention his name, they know the name of Jesus. If you go to Charles and mention his name, they know the name of Jesus. If you go to Lagos and mention his name, they know the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go and you mention that name, it is a name that has global recognition. Everywhere. Woo-hoo. You know, before we come to that Ephesians 3, look at Philippians. Let me show you that. Philippians. Woo, glory. Everywhere. My Father's name is everywhere. Everywhere. Look at from verse 7. Philippians 2:7. Everywhere. You know, there's something we call ajebidan in Yoruba. Come on now. Are you here? How is it said in English? Potent. Everywhere. But he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also highly, God has what? Highly. God has what? So you see, because he did something, are you there? Because he what? He did something. Because he represented something. So name means accomplishment, reputation. Name speaks of honor. Name speaks of something. But the name of Jesus, there is a work behind that name. There is a work behind that name. And that name has a global recognition. See, listen, let me show you, where does the authority of Jesus' name extend to? He says, and he has given him a name. Wherefore, verse 9, God also has highly exalted him. And what did God do? What did he do? He gave him a name that is above every name. Woo-hoo! Above what? Every name. The name, whatever you brought into this meeting with this morning, whatever name they are called, barrenness, unfruitfulness, delay, rejection, insignificance, poverty, cancer, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, hepatitis, breathing issues, pancreas issues, leg issues, issues of blood, whatever name that they are given, there is a name that I came here with this morning. That name is higher than every name, highly exalted. Because of what he did, is the Son of God. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of God. The name of Jesus, I place on those issues now. I command deliverance is happening here now. Eyes are opening. Ears are hearing. In the name of Jesus, your mind becomes sharp. Wisdom is flowing forth through you. Your hands are prospering. In the name of Jesus. I lift you up today in the name of Jesus. Are you following me? The name. It's not an empty name. He said, Belenye, the name. You know, names are higher than names because of the accomplishment of one is greater than the other. The accomplishment of Jesus, no man can measure it. No man on the earth, no matter how much money they have, no matter how much influence they have, even Abraham's name cannot match his name. The name. The name. Nothing defies the name. Nothing defies the name. When you take up that name and you are bold about it, you know you can have the name of Jesus and you are not bold. Do you know that you can have the card of the governor in your pocket and you still go and queue? Mindset. A banker told me of one billionaire in Nigeria that gave his check to someone. Customized check. I don't want to mention his name because you know we're on record. Customized check, he gave it to someone and said, just take it to the bank. Write anything you want, they will give you. He got to the bank. He's the bank, there was a banker that was telling him. The person got to the bank and wrote 10 million. The banker said, well, the banker said, what do you want to write? He said, 10 million. He said, give me the check, I'll give you the 10 million. Are you here? He said, give me the check, I'll give you 10 million. Why? Because you have no idea of what is in the account you want to cash out from. That's why you want to put 10 million on top of it. Are you serious? You want to put 10 million? Do you know? You have no idea of what is behind that name. So the guy adjusted it and cashed 100 million. You know, there are those kind of deductions that does not show. They do not. They can't show out of 9 digits. A bit 9+ digits. You remove one. It doesn't show. It's like remove 1,000 from 100,000. You see, I have 99, long. That's how the name of Jesus is. But you know, you can hold that accomplishment and you hold it in fear. That's the reason why it seems you have been putting the name of Jesus on issues and it's not working. It's not because there is no accomplishment behind it. It's because you don't know the name you are carrying. Are you here? So where does the authority of that name extend to? Look at it. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, Philippians 2:10, every knee should bow of things where? So in heaven, they honor that name. Where again? On the earth, they ought honor the name. Where again? So if I mention the name in China, everywhere it works. In heaven, he still walk. Under the earth, where? He still walk. So no matter how depressed or how tough my issues are right now, if I mention the name, under the earth, they know it. Even the devil, they know it. Are you here? Because that's the authority that the name carries. He worked for it, but it's mine. He worked for it, but it's mine. How did I know it's mine? Let me read this for you. Ephesians 4, and I want us to pray. Ephesians 3, verse 14. Woohoo! Ephesians 3, 14. Suna Yesu. Woo! The name of Jesus is my inheritance. Look at Ephesians 3, 14. Suna Yesu Misergi. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Of whom? The whole family where? And where? They are what? Surnamed. Is what? Surnamed. Of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is what? Surnamed. That word named there means surnamed. So what is your name? Ephesians 1 from verse 17 to 20. Are you there? Because so we are, that name is our inheritance. That's why, you know, sometimes some people will say he's just casting out devil. He's not even mentioning the name of Jesus. Have you seen pastors sometimes do some things? He just comes and say, he just goes and say, out. Stand up. It is well. You know, sometimes you are in a healing program. You don't just out. Stand up. It is well. Because you are going there knowing the Son of whom you are. You know where you are coming from. You enter there knowing God is my Father. Are you following me this morning? Woo! I was watching John G. Lake's, one of A.A. Allen's crusade online on YouTube. And they brought in a boy that was twisted. And they just look at the boy and say, oh, do you believe he can be healed? He was asking the mother. The mother said, yes. He says, oh boy, get up now. He was just touching all the parts of his body. Get up. He wasn't even saying, get up in Jesus' name. 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 You know, it's because you don't know that there is Ishem Belen Yoru Konye. That's why you will say, ah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. No. It's not how many times you call it. If you remove that card, it's your joker. Every time, oh, are you here? Every time you remove it, it's a joker. Even if you don't flash it out of your pocket, the devil knows the name because there is a power that follows that name. Are you here this morning? It's a power that follows it. Just get up. I was looking at it. He said, get up. That the person get up. See people with wheelchair, people with crutches. He just went to them. Say, get up. You get up. He said, you get up. You get up. You get up. You get up. And I want to get to Coleman's crusade. He said, I believe a miracle. And she just called, get up. Get up. And people were getting up. People were getting up from their wheelchairs. Because they came there with the name of Jesus. Jesus now says, if you receive any man in my name, you have received me and he that sent me. He says, if you receive a prophet, how? In the name of the prophet, what will happen? You receive the reward. So whenever we come into gathering like this, we are gathering in the name of the Lord Jesus. There is power. There is power. This morning, wherever you are, I want you to pray. Put the name of Jesus on everything. Put the name on it. Put the name on it now. Put the name on it. 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 Salekomanahiras.
Jesus' name. Let me read this last scripture. You know, I just want us to pray, but this scripture came to mind and I want us to read it. Acts of Apostles 3 from verse 12, and then we will pray. 12 to 16. Acts of Apostles 3, 12 to 16. He's my inheritance. Can you look at your neighbor and say, the name of Jesus is my inheritance. Oh, look at someone else. Say, the name of Jesus is my inheritance. From today, I will walk in the consciousness of the power and the accomplishment behind that name. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people and said, ye men of Israel, why marvel at this? Or look so ye earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk. He says, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus. At what? Glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you, he says, denied the only one and the just one, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and you killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Verse 16. Can we read that verse 16 together? 1, 2, go. And his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. He says what? His name, through what? Faith in his name has made this man what? He says he has not, in verse 12, to do with our holiness or with our own power. Why? Because when you carry your father's name to a place, when you are born into your father's name, it is not because you work for it. Daddy worked for it. Daddy labor for it. I carry that name. So how do I honor daddy's name? I live right. It doesn't mean holiness is not important. It doesn't mean righteousness is not important. Because what it does is, if you walk in unrighteousness, if you walk in unholy, unholy life, what it does is it dulls you to the consciousness and power and integrity of your father's name. You know, when a son starts living anyhow, it's because he doesn't know what the parent has done. But again, when a child uses his father's good name, it's because the child knows he has nothing to do with him. Daddy labored for it. Daddy has been a billionaire, and I was born into the family. I grew up not knowing what it means to be under oppression, demonic attack, because of what he has done. But I revered that name by taking it into all my affairs. So Peter says, look, what are you talking about? He has nothing to do with us. It is his name. True faith in his name has made a man that was lame for 40 years to walk because of faith in his name. Do you believe in his name? Can we sing that song now? Let's rise on our feet. Suna Yesu Kadonani. Suna Yesu Teimakona. Suna Yesu Nasaranani. Suna Yesu Miseri. Suna Yesu Kadonani. Suna Yesu Teimakona. Suna Yesu Nasaranani. Suna Yesu Miseri.